Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This ain't you, bro. This ain't you. You weren't born like this.
You won't die. And if you do die, you won't care. Because you'll be dead. Best case, you win. Worst case, it won't matter.
If you believe it, if you really believe that you could be something, if you have that little voice in your head saying, hey, you got talent, you could do this, then follow that voice.
There's no luck in this game, man. It may be a little bit of luck, but the luck happens after you bust your ass and you put yourself in that lucky situation. Luck doesn't happen. You put yourself in that situation where luck might happen. And that's what people don't know.
Your motivation. Fuck your motivation. You need discipline. Because motivation's not there every day. I'm missing motivation most days.
Wow, really?
Some days, yeah. Sometimes I got motivation. Sometimes I'm like, fuck yeah, today I felt good. I can't wait to get to the gym. But a lot of days, like, gotta get to the gym. And then once I get going, then I feel great.
Yeah.
And I feel great when it's over. But it's that beginning part that's hard because your body wants to stay comfortable. Your body will trick you. Like, man, today you should take the day off, Theo. You don't feel good. Theo, what did you get, like 6 hours sleep last night? That's not enough.
It's easy to give up.
You know,
It's the easiest thing in the world to do. I'm done. I ain't going.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't going to keep going.
Yeah,
I don't feel like going to work. I'm done.
Yeah, man.
It's easy. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm going to do the same thing again today, but I'm going to try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. To get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely.
Like, I want to see what you do when you're tired. Let me see how you push yourself. Come on, man. Get up. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. The next day. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Keep going. How long can you maintain a positive attitude?
How bad do you want this? If it's as bad as you want to live or breathe or sleep, whatever the hell it may be, I can work with you. But a lot of people, most people don't want it that badly, which is why they always ask the question, man, how did you get to where you are? You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it. There's no hacks, bro. It's you against you. You against you. And if you misunderstand that, you have a real problem. You wake up, right to work. Immediately, your mind is in action. No one wants to do that. No one. And I don't blame them. But don't be mad when you're laying there in your bed and you're in the fucking hospital and you're 70, 80, 90 years old, and you're thinking, man, I feel like I didn't do something. Because you did. You didn't do it. You didn't do shit. You may have lived a great life, man, but you're always going to feel empty inside. I don't feel empty.
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever.
Care how good you are in anything, you don't have discipline, you ain't nobody.
Right.
You're nothing without discipline, because you give up under the slightest struggle without discipline.
100%.
Tell me discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Ah. Doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it. That is a great quote.
I'm going to have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man.
You should be a monster. He said you should be a monster. You should be ruthlessly ambitious and then learn how to control it. And it's that old expression. It's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war.
The life you want is on the other side of a few hard conversations, and you're living a life you hate because you're too afraid to have them.
I think about that a lot.
Hard times create hard men. Hard men create soft times. Soft times create soft men. Soft men create hard times. We are now around soft men and hard times.
It's time to get back to work. Stop hearing yourself talk. Get off the podcast. Don't be on social media too much. Cut out all the fucking noise. Get back to the fucking mental lab.
The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
I could have been great.
I'd say one of the strongest mental frames that has gotten me through my hardest times is thinking this will be the story that I will one day tell. And that means the harder it is, the bigger the dragon, the more epic the story, and by consequence, the more epic the hero.
It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize, rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it. Let me tell you something, homie. These women ain't going nowhere. These clubs, these parties, all this shit ain't going nowhere. The more weird you are, is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your shit, molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you gonna fly.
That's when you want people to root for you. That's when you want people to support you. Once you've already won, people are like, he's amazing, he's so good. But like, that's the time when you need it the least. And so you always have to be the person who roots for you before everyone else does. And it's usually a single clap in the auditorium for a very long period of time. It is a slow clap that's just you rooting for you. And that visual, I think, is one that you can kind of take because it is... People struggle to do things alone. And the path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. And rather than fighting that or bemoaning it, see it as an indicator that you're on the right path. Because if everyone else were cheering you on, then it means you're not in the right place, because it means you're just like everyone else and that's not where you want to be.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
Life isn't fair at all. At all. So what are you gonna do about it? I knew that no one was coming back to help me. No one was gonna miracle me to be somebody special. So mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. I was an underdog. We are all underdogs in life. Even the baddest person in the world should think that way. So you should always have I've never arrived mentality. And the can't hurt me mentality is no matter where you come from, the sewer or wherever you think you're from, when I got out of the sewer, I got to the road and looked around and said, can't hurt me. Nothing should be able to hurt you. If you believe that, it starts to become true.
I'm a big fan of power follows the blame finger. So like wherever you point the blame finger is where the power follows. And so it's like if you point it to the government has the power. If you point it at your spouse and say like it's their fault that I'm not in shape, it's their fault, they never let me do anything, it's like, well, you're giving them all the power. And so it's like until you're like it's my fault, it's also becomes
what if it's
my
not
responsibility.
Your fault?
What is?
What if it's not your fault?
It doesn't matter.
And
people only root for people who don't need it. Like the amount of times when I was on my lonely path where I was too different from the friends that I had, but not successful enough to be friends with the people that I wanted to be friends with.
You know, there comes a day, man. Everyone's going to have this day. There comes a day where being average, being mediocre, is just sickening to you. It's just sickening. It makes you want to throw up. Because you've seen people with far less talent than you. As you're growing up with them, their childhood buddies, whatever else, they didn't have what you had. Yet now they're going to become something that you haven't. There comes that day. It's either when you're young, you know, and it strikes you on the baseball field because you're sick of striking out. Or it's when you get fired from your fifth job, you know, and your wife and kids are on your ass because you don't know how to support them anymore. There comes a fucking day where push comes to shove. Where being mediocre, being like average and shit just fucking burns and sucks so much. You can't deal with it one more day. And you get all fucking ass. And you create something that's always been there. It's always been inside of you trying to come out. But you've never wanted to unwrap it because it's too much fucking pain and commitment.
Like, I can't run marathons because I lost my leg at birth. And? Either you can just never try, or you put the metal thing on, and you do it anyways.
You're lazy. You know exactly what to do. Exactly what to do. Because even me, in my state of, I can't read and write, I knew exactly what to do. It just sucks doing it. It sucks to do it. Because no matter how much you improve, no matter how much you change who you are, it's not permanent. You'll just wake up and say, oh my God, man, you're David Goggins. You break records. You do this, you do that. People want to know, how are you able to just be so hard? I never turned the thing off. Because once it turns off, I go right back to the David Goggins that is. And that's the guy that I'm constantly fighting every day. And it's a choice. And that choice makes you misunderstood. It makes you crazy.
You know, greatness is not meant for a few chosen people. It's meant for those who persistently pursue their dreams every day and make that choice when they wake up. So, just a mentality, really.
Sun don't stop for nobody, man. Sun don't stop. Sun gonna be up in the morning regardless. That sun is gonna be up in the morning regardless of how I feel and how depressed I am. The sun is gonna shine in the morning. And at nighttime, the moon gonna be there. And you gonna look up, these days gonna keep going by. So do you let the days go by and look up and you done wasted a year doing what? Or do you just pick it up? All right, well, gotta figure it out, made some mistakes, life goes on. Let me figure out life from this point. I'm a life goes on type of guy.
I knew it was there, but you never wanted to embark on it until something fucking hits. You get fired or somebody else gets success, remind you of what you could have been. And then the spark is born. And no matter what happens, I'm never going to be in this boat again. And you get up and you go, even if it gets knocked down, you just keep going, you're a wild man. And life has never been so sweet. That can happen at an early age, it can happen at a later age. It's going to happen to somebody every, you know, no matter what, it's going to happen to you. And when it does happen to you, thank your lucky stars that finally you're alive. It's time to unwrap the potential you can be. Superior, man. It's within you. It's within every single one of us. And the people that have risen to that level were no different than any one of us. It's just they believed it and they're willing to work their f***ing ass off to get it.
Got it. Those I can't catch a break guys,
yeah.
Get them the f*** away from me. I can't be around those guys. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't buy it. Because everybody has bad breaks.
Yeah.
I've had a shit ton of bad breaks. But you know what I did? I stayed up.
Yeah.
And I thought through it. And I figured out what the f*** I did wrong. And then I went back. It's like I f***ed up everything I've ever done 100 times. There's no other way to do it. And I've had a bunch of shitty breaks. Everybody has. But you got to realize when you have those shitty breaks what that is. It's an opportunity for you to reassess, reboot, get better, figure out another way, find another way through. It's just little challenges. And the people that look at those challenges and go, why do I always have these challenges? They're cancer. Those people are dangerous to be around. They will rob you of your enthusiasm. They don't give you any fuel. They're the opposite of fuel.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? How bad do you want it? There's two options. To continue forward, pushing upward. And if you do, that dream is given birth, and forever you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw in the towel, I promise you there's no distance you can travel far enough to ever find that dream again. For it is dead, and in its death, it's replaced by regret. Right now, it's your choice.
Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's going to stop you? Nothing. And if you don't really want to do it, what's going to stop you? Just about anything that comes up. Just about any obstacle that gets in your way becomes an excuse. It becomes a reason. It becomes a rationale for not proceeding down that path.
If you don't change what you're doing and how you do it, nothing else will change.
Your biggest enemy is you. My whole book is about you battling yourself. People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you. Nobody else. It's you.
Here's the big challenge of life. You can have more than you've got because you can become more than you are. That's the challenge. And of course, the other side of the coin reads, unless you change how you are, you'll always have what you got.
And not being able to make them change and not thinking I could. And I wish somebody had told me that earlier sometimes. That in order for something to change, there needs to be change.
Here's how to get older without getting better. Keep relearning the same lesson. If you keep making the same mistake over and over, the mistake isn't the problem. You are.
It's not about the shoes. It's about knowing where you're going. Not forgetting where you started. It's about having the courage to fail. Not breaking when you're broken.
Laziness is something that has to do with you. You're not connected to something deep enough. You don't feel the necessity. You don't feel the devil at your heels. You don't feel the fact that you could very well die tomorrow that will impel you to get something done. There's no necessity behind it. And the human animal, the way we were created, is when we feel pressure, we feel the necessity to get things done. We can move mountains. But when that pressure, like almost like a barometric pressure, releases, and we don't feel the need to get something done, we could become incredibly lazy because there's no necessity. So you have to create necessity in your life. You have to create the need to get things done.
Most people, the bottom 80%, are lazy. They're looking for an easy way. They're looking for a shortcut to be successful. And there aren't any. But if you do something repeatedly over and over, you develop a habit. So most people are in the habit of looking for easy ways to get the things they want.
It's almost like you have to have the ability to go to the deep end no matter whether or not you'll ever go there.
Right. Yes.
And some people are like, well, I'm never going to go to the deep end.
Mm-hmm.
But you should be able to.
Yes.
What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to forego?
Why do that much? Why go that far? Why try to become everything? That's a good question, why? And you're the only one personally that can answer that question for yourself. One of the big thrusts for success is to come up with a strong enough why. And if the why is powerful, the how is easy. If the vision isn't clear, the old prophet said, without a vision we die, without a vision we perish, without a dream we're nothing.
If you're struggling, if you're frustrated with yourself, if you're at that point where you're so sick of yourself and your excuses, I've been there, Steven's been there. This is a normal part of the human experience. And at some point, either the pain is going to get big enough, or you're going to bump into somebody's story somewhere on this planet who has been in the position that you're in right now, facing the stuff that you're facing right now. And there is something about their story at this exact moment in time that will ignite something in you that is missing. And what is missing in you right now is hope.
Playing out the fear, Layla says this, and I love it, but that fear is a mile wide and an inch deep. And so it looks like this ocean that you're going to step into and drown. But as soon as you step into it, you realize it was not that deep at all, and you can keep walking through it. And I just love that visual, because a lot of times when it's like we have this anxiety around this big decision we have to make, if you actually take the step and realize that it's not death, you're not going to drown immediately. There's plenty of other steps you can take from there, even if you get a little wet.
Is there advice you can give to young kids that are living through a shitty situation of any sort, a tough life?
Try to find a thing that you really enjoy. Try to find a thing that you're passionate about. Everybody thinks they're a loser. Every young person thinks they're a loser. At least a young person in the situation I was at. Like, I didn't know I wasn't a loser until I started winning, until I started doing martial arts. Martial arts taught me that, like, I could get better at stuff, that I wasn't really a loser.
You have to be open-minded to the possibilities that I can do this. Once you shut your mind down to the possibility that it can be achieved, there's no way it can happen.
I want to maximize what I can. I want to be the best that I can be. I want to do things well, and I don't want to leave stuff on the table, but I don't want to be chasing the end goal so much that I never actually enjoyed the process of getting there, because ultimately that's really all that matters. But you're going to look back at any destination and realize that it was 99.9% journey and only, you know, one day of celebrating achieving the thing.
Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward. While some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.
You're lazy. You know exactly what to do. Exactly what to do. Because even me, in my state of, I can't read and write, I knew exactly what to do. It just sucks doing it.
Hey, Theo, this is Greg from Indiana. I actually just wanted to call and tell you, so I was at work the other day, and I just been kind of in this, like, rut at work. It's not a bad job, but I just really want to get out of it. So I was catching up on some of your podcasts, and you said something that, like, resonated with me. You know, you said, nothing changes if nothing changes. I thought about it, and I went home, and I applied for a job I'm probably not qualified for, but I was like, I'll just take a shot. And the next day, I get a call from them. Have the interview, it goes well. She says she's gonna set me up with an in-person interview. Never even had it. They email me a few days later, and I got the job. So now I'm gonna be doing a job that I think I will appreciate more and enjoy more, and I'll be making double the money that I'm making now.
Bro, that's awesome, man. That's really great. Congratulations for trying something new. Yeah, it's crazy to sometimes think, like, what can happen if we decide, I'm going to see what happens when I decide that I am qualified. What happens when I decide for myself that I'm going to do something different?
I've made huge, huge, huge developments while I was staying up until 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning running a nightlife business. You can make huge developments in your personal growth journey while you're doing a 9-to-5.
You have this moment where you go, well, what if? What if this is the time sobriety sticks? What if I go to therapy and I actually do change the way that I think? What if I could get out of debt? If that person did it, maybe I could do it. And without either hope or that kind of rock bottom moment, I don't think you're going to change.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How many times do you have to hear, if nothing changes, nothing changes? Right? And yet, somehow we expect things to change.
We can stay here, get the shit kicked out of us, or
We can fight our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell. 1 inch at a time.
You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. But you can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing.
You are responsible for your life. And if you're sitting around waiting on somebody to save you, to fix you, to even help you, you are wasting your time because only you have the power to take responsibility to move your life forward. What matters is now, this moment, and your willingness to see this moment for what it is, accept it, forgive the past, take responsibility, and move forward. I came to realize that all the time I was praying to God, asking for God to do something, God was waiting on me.
The time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow.
I'm gonna have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man.
Because if you're thinking, then you're not taking action. And if you're not taking action, then there's no consequence. And if there's no consequence, then there's nothing to be afraid of. The overthinking can be an excuse for actual fear.
It doesn't matter whether I achieve all of my goals or I don't achieve all of the goals. In three generations, I'll be forgotten. And the only people who were naysaying against me will also be dead. And so then it's like, just do it for me.
You know, we'll sit around forever wondering, well, what if I was a dog catcher? Would I be the best? What if I was a, you know?
We expect things to change. You think you're going to get in better shape. You think you're going to get more money. You think your relationship is going to improve. You think you're going to get promoted. You think you're going to get a raise. You think the world is going to get better without you doing anything, but it isn't. Nothing is going to change unless you change what you're doing. Change the time that you wake up. Change what you do when you get out of bed. That's what you need to do. You have to change some things or nothing will change. So make changes. And start little. Get up a little bit earlier. Get a workout done. That's what you need to do.
What really breaks my heart is how stuck people are. And that there are things you can do to change your life for the better. If you don't have hope and you don't have this breakthrough where you have for just a millisecond this insight where you go, well, what if things did work out? If you don't have that moment, most people stay so stuck in resignation.
A positive place that you draw mental strength from when life is difficult has to be, I just want to be better and I'm trying my best. That's all that there is. You want to be better. That is something to be proud of. You want to leave it all on the field of play. You want to make yourself as good as you can. You want to make the world a better place. You want to have an impact. All of these things are just all positives.
If you are trying to battle the same boss over and over again, and you don't change what you're doing, and the boss keeps beating you, then it's not the game's problem. It's your problem. You are the problem.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
Why pay the price? Why work this hard? Why go this far? Why try to learn this much? Why try to do it all? Why try to see it all? Why try to have it all? Why do it? Why learn it? Why study? Why put yourself out? Why try to take on this much responsibility? Why develop yourself to the full? Why try to become all that you can possibly become?
I was not always this strong guy, you see. I went through a lot of hard times in my life to get here today. And a story I'll tell you with real quick. I tried once to get in the Air Force to be an Air Force pararescueman. And I quit for fear of the water. I was 175 pounds. I left the Air Force 4 years later at 300 pounds. I went from 175 to 300 pounds. There's a long story in there on how that came to be.
So I define learning by same condition, new behavior. And so when you go to a video game and you battle through the level and you battle the boss, if you keep doing the same thing to the boss and you keep losing, then you have not learned because you have the same condition and the same behavior. And so I often say that, like, for anyone who's listening to this podcast, if the goal is to get better and you're like, man, I really want to learn something from this podcast. If you listen to this podcast and then you're in the same exact conditions as you were before, and then you do not change your behavior, you learned nothing. And so using that definition has at least allowed me to change my behavior faster, which then goes into rate of learning, which I define as intelligence. And so a lot of people are like, man, he's so smart, but he just doesn't. It's like, well, then if he doesn't change his behavior and he's in the same conditions, he's not that smart.
The more that you're able to let go and not fear about stuff, the more enjoyable you'll find it. So the thing that is making you better is the thing which is making you feel pain. And this is a perennial balance. What would have had to have happened in a week for you to look back on that week with pride? Maybe stop breaking promises to yourself. When you say, I'm going to wake up tomorrow at 7 a.m. and when the option comes to hit the snooze button, don't do it. There's one win that you've got for the day. That's action.
The path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. And rather than fighting that or bemoaning it, see it as an indicator that you're on the right path. Because if everyone else were cheering you on, then it means you're not in the right place, because it means you're just like everyone else, and that's not where you want to be.
When you were born, you are a phenomenon. You are unique. Your DNA has never occurred in the history of the universe, going back billions of years. It will never occur in the future. Your life experiences with your parents and everything that you experience in your early years going on up is unique. It's yours. You're one of a kind, right? So that is your source of power. To waste that is just the worst thing you can do in your life. And what the power is finding that uniqueness. What makes you you, and how you can mine that, and how you can go deep into it and use that to create a career path.
If you can see it here, and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen.
You cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
You will fail at some point in your life. Accept it. You will lose. You will embarrass yourself. You will suck at something.
You can't wait for everything to be perfect to start living your life. Because that's what I've done. My whole life has been like that. Inside of me, it has been, as soon as it's all lined up, I'm going to show you myself. As soon as I've got it all looking the way I want, I'm going to show up for you. I'm never going to get to that where everything's okay, where everything looks a certain way. And in the meantime, I'm burning the best time I do have available. I'm burning that candle up. I'm burning this candle down. And I'm saying, as soon as it gets bright enough or warm enough in here, I'm going to show up. But the candle's getting smaller.
It's more socially acceptable to be our own biggest critic than it is to be our own biggest cheerleader.
10 years before I've heard it put into words, if you can be in a bad mood for no reason, you can be in a good mood for no reason.
There's a quote that I've fallen in love with. The magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding. The magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding.
It's supposed to be hard. If it wasn't hard, everyone would do it. The hard is what makes it great.
You need to just keep living. Listen to the pain. It's both history teacher and
fortune teller. Pain teaches us who we are, Wade. Sometimes it's so bad we feel like we're dying. But we can't really live till we died a little, can we?
People don't get it. There's great joy in the grind. Great joy in the suffer. It totally cleanses your body out, man, of any kind of hate. Makes you grow up.
What I want to invite you to do, what I want you to consider, is that every single time you go and do something hard, that's the story you've told yourself, that it's easier said than done. You know, it's kind of hard to do that. Well, it's supposed to be f***ing hard. Look, if growing stronger and building muscle were f***ing easy, you'd have no reason to go to the gym. You'd have no, there would be no growth if there was no challenge.
And I'm answering your questions. Every question I'm answering it, I'm with you. But in the back of my mind, all I'm thinking about is all the times I could have won those matches that I lost by not bringing my best mindset. You're haunted by all the opportunities that you missed by not bringing your best at that time. When you could have won, but you didn't win because you allowed life to interfere with that one shot. When you're sitting there getting ready to serve for the match and your mind is not thinking about where that ball placement needs to be, but it's thinking about your family this or this at work or that at work. That's greatness. Greatness is your recall on every single shot that you missed throughout a 20 some year career. Every shot you can go back and say, I was here. This person was in the red shirt there. Greatness is being so aware of the time of life in the second that went by and you can recall like it was yesterday. Greatness is being able to go back there, not making that same mistake again and being haunted by it.
There really are only two macro level motivators that we have in life, and that's pleasure and pain. I want people to understand is, okay, so if nature only gave you two things to motivate you, pleasure and pain, why would you eliminate half of them? And so most people think that life is about avoiding the pain. I'm here to tell you right now, in a very controlled fashion, it is about really experiencing the pain, learning from it. Pain plus reflection equals progress.
Failure has been achieved, thank God. Now, the only place to go from failure is to win. You have to achieve failure. You have to take it that far. Nobody wants to go that far. It's too scary. But you know something? I got news for you. That's where winning is. It always has been.
The one thing I would tell them is, and I would tell them to get it tattooed on your arm, like, yeah. And it would say, it's supposed to be fucking hard.
You say you are morally obligated to do remarkable things.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, I think partly because life is so difficult and challenging that unless you give it everything you have, the chances are very high that it will embitter you, and then you'll be a force for darkness and not good. And so, you know, the fact that life is short and can be brutal can terrify you into hiding and avoiding. You can flip that on its head and understand that since you're all in anyways, you might as well take the risks that are adventurous. There isn't anything more adventurous than the truth. So why is that a moral obligation? Well, if you hide and you don't let what's inside of you out and you don't bring into the world what you could bring and you become cynical and bitter, you will start doing very dark things. Not only will you not add to the world what you could add, but you'll start being jealous of people who are competent and doing well and work to destroy them. So that's the pathway to hell. Really.
The only way you're ever going to get to the other side of this journey is you have got to suffer to grow. To grow, you must suffer.
We're built to walk uphill. And when you reach the pinnacle of the hill, you want to stop and appreciate the vision. But the next thing you want is a higher hill in the distance, because it's from the uphill climb that we derive our value. And I mean this technically. So almost all the positive emotion we feel, that's experienced in relationship to a goal. And so in some sense, you want a goal that you can never attain, right? So you can always move closer to the goal that recedes as you move towards it. You think, well, that's frustrating. It's like Sisyphus pushing the rock uphill. But it's not, because as you pursue that goal, you put yourself together and your life does get better and richer and more abundant. You want them to be above everything you're doing so you can continually move towards something that's more sublime and better. That's what you are. You're here to live, not to sleep.
Everything worthwhile is uphill. You see, every dream that you've ever had, it's all uphill. If you have a great relationship with somebody, you had to work on it. It's uphill. If you've built a wonderful business, guess what? It was uphill. If you've made the right decisions, they're not easy, are they? It's uphill. And the only way that you can go uphill is to be intentional. Nobody ever accidentally went uphill. You've never talked to a successful person and said, how did you get to the top of the mountain? And then look at you and say, I have no idea. If they're at the top of the mountain, they know how they got there because they had to have effort. It took energy. It took time. Everything worthwhile is uphill.
Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. Put some more air in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful.
Those I can't catch a break guys, yeah. Get them the fuck away from me. I can't be around those guys. I don't want to hear that. I don't buy it. Because everybody has bad breaks.
Yeah.
I've had a ton of bad breaks. But you know what I did? I stayed up.
Yeah.
And I thought through it.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it.
I've f***ed up everything I've ever done 100 times. There's no other way to do it, and I've had a bunch of shitty breaks. Everybody has. But you gotta realize when you have those shitty breaks what that is. Bro, you gotta f***ing stop. You gotta stop with all this I can't catch a break bullshit. All the time you're complaining, you could be instead hustling. You could be instead chasing your dream. You could be instead figuring out what you're doing wrong, trying to improve certain aspects of your life, getting your shit together, reading a book, meditating, something.
He's okay. Damn, Ron, come on! What's the matter with you?
Tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow!
What do you think most people get wrong about motivation?
They think it's a permanent fix. They think it's something that is a constant. They think that maybe once I get it, I'm going to hold on to it. And that's the thing about that I always talk about. It's nothing is permanent. Nothing is permanent. And a lot of times you have to learn to perform without motivation. You have to learn to perform without purpose. You have to learn to perform a lot of different things. And that's what people think. They think I need to have this motivation to work out, to study, to be better. So if they don't have it, they just don't do it. And that's where you fail.
That's why losing in life is so important, whether it's getting dumped, getting fired, losing a game, loss, those feelings where things didn't work out your way, that's important because it lets you know this is the bad feeling that comes when it goes wrong and you improve, and then it makes the good feelings of victory all the better.
You have to suffer. You have to make that a tattoo on your f***ing brain so when that hard time comes again, you don't forget it.
If you want to be ordinary, you ain't even got to listen to me. Just go on about your business. If you think ordinary's cool, ain't no problem. It's some really, really wonderful ordinary people. But if you are sitting in this room and you have extraordinary aspirations, then you're going to have to do extra. You put extra on top of ordinary and you come up with extraordinary. It's no other way. You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category. Rich people don't sleep 8 hours a day. That's a third of your life. It ain't but 24 hours in a day. You cannot be asleep 8 hours a day. You can't live in LA and wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's 11 o'clock on the East Coast. The stock market been open 2 hours. They already making decisions about your life and your ass was asleep.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
People don't get it. There's great joy in the grind. Great joy in the suffering. It totally cleanses your body out, man, of any kind of hate. Makes you grow up.
And I realize that life isn't fair. It's not fair. Mm-hmm. And you better figure out some tools and some ways to stop feeling sorry for yourself, because no one is coming to rescue you. No one feels sorry for you.
There's so much opportunity on the other side of being willing to persist for an extended period of time on the correct path without getting positive reinforcement from your environment. And the longer you can stick with something without that positive feedback loop in terms of the big external thing, the easier the opportunities are, because so few people can pursue them.
Difficult things make regular life less difficult. And that sounds so simplistic, but particularly physically difficult things. Because when you do things that are physically difficult, the strain of making yourself do those things, it's very valuable. It's not just valuable like exercise and fitness and martial arts and running and whatever you're doing that's really difficult. It's not just valuable in terms of like health and the way you look, but it's also valuable for your mind.
Sun don't stop for nobody, man. Sun don't stop. Sun gonna be up in the morning regardless. That sun is gonna be up in the morning regardless of how I feel and how depressed I am. The sun is gonna shine in the morning, and at nighttime the moon gonna be there, and you gonna look up, these days gonna keep going by. So do you let the days go by and look up and you done wasted a year doing what? Or do you just pick it up? Alright, well, gotta figure it out, made some mistakes, life goes on. Let me figure out life from this point.
You want to become best, you want to become champion, and now you want to say like you're tired? Mm-hmm. Who cares? You're tired or not? Nobody cares about you. He was tired, he have personal problem, family problem. Nobody cares.
We're all writing a book. What's your book look like? What does your f***ing book look like? Like your life is a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book, but when they close that book, how good was the book? How good was your book? What was the ending to your book?
Yeah. What was really your work ethic like, and for how long did you stay disciplined?
Well, I mean, every day. I mean, since, you know, for 20 years. I mean, it was an everyday process and trying to figure out strengths and weaknesses. For example, jumping ability. Now, my vertical was a 40, wasn't a 46 or a 40, mm-hmm. 45. My hands are big, but they're not massive. Right, so you got to figure out ways to strengthen them so your hands are strong enough to be able to palm a ball and do the things that you need to do. Quickness, I was quick, but not insanely quick. I was fast, but not ridiculously fast. Right, so I had to rely on skill a lot more. I had to rely on angles a lot more. I had to study the game a lot more, and it just never changed.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF-FOR Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.